there was a canine unit sent from the police station to a neighborhood to back up an action. And a young boy with his father was looking and said to his father, "Is that a dog in the police car?" And the father says, "Yes, son." And the son says, "What did he do?" It's easy to misunderstand reality if we don't think about it, or even to completely misunderstand it. In our society, we like to disassociate ourselves from our own history and say, that's the past. That has happened. You remember maybe there's a story about gossip, about character assassination, about using our words in the wrong way. And the story is a reflection of what fasting should not be. Ivan Zolotusky, John Chrysostom, the author of the liturgy that we celebrate, said, during the fasting period, like now, St. Philip's fast or Advent, he said, try not to devour each other, because fasting is composed of three parts: giving up some food or drink, prayer, and good deeds. So a story which was told to me when I was young, you may remember, if you think your words are unimportant and you think a simple apology solves an insult, take a pillow, go up to a small hill during a windy day, and set the feathers flying. And after 1 hour, try to collect all those feathers. It's a visual reminder of when we speak, we should be very careful, because our words are powerful things. They produce ideas and feelings and convictions and decisions. We can inspire someone or we can deflate their spirit by the words that we use. And it's very easy for us to say after we have done something bad to someone with our speech, oh, that's the past, I'm over it. But those feathers in the wind, those feeling emotions and spirits that we let loose, still have something to do. In our society, we like to fix things. What happens if you can't fix it? What happens if the injuries that you have caused you are even unaware of? Well, the sacred scriptures through King David in Psalm 51 tells us what we should do. We should put more good into the world than we have taken out, and ask the Lord to cleanse us. Cleanse me with hyssop, the psalm says, and I will be made whiter than snow. You will let me hear gladness and joy. The bones that have been crushed will rejoice. And what does the Lord want from us? It is very easy to use self-deprecating humor or even think that pain or putting ourselves down is the solution to what we have done wrong, when it's the exact opposite. Become better. Become noble. Become a person who does good things with his words and with his action. What God wants is not pain. What he wants is change, to become a better person and help other people. King David finishes the psalm in this way: I will teach the wicked your ways, that sinners may return to you. For you do not desire a sacrifice, or I would give it. A burnt offering you would not accept. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit, a contrite and humbled heart, O God, you will not scorn. Any humble person who faces the truth in their own life will say, I have hurt people with my speech, and that is real. And simple apology doesn't always solve it. But in the future, I can bring more joy and gladness into the world by using my words and using my actions to cause better things in this world and pray for those people that I have hurt and try to help them if I can. That's the kind of sacrifice God wants. Fasting is not about being hungry. It's about being filled with good actions, good spirit, and good words. Slava Isusu Christu.